It's our Made in Michigan Monday feature. We feature Michigan-made products, and you know, sometimes it's food or beverage, sometimes it's clothing, sometimes it's manufacturing, and sometimes it's local, and Dan Cass is here from D3 Products, and they have really taken off in the last year, and particularly in 2020, things have really taken off for him. Dan, good morning.
Well, good morning.
First of all, tell us what D3 Products is and what it is that you make.
Yeah, D3 transforms furniture into a powerful charging platform. We actually launched a new product at Consumer Electronics Show that has audio, video, and electronic charging all in one.
That's amazing. And Consumer Electronics Show, the CES, in the first week in January out in Las Vegas, that is the place to be for electronics, right?
Yes. I mean, if you're going to launch a product, that's where you want to launch it. And we were one of the companies that were fortunate to be chosen to be part of the smart home section. So we are one out of 40 around the world that was in smart home.
That's amazing.
Yes, it was.
And so what's the result of that been for you so far?
It's been fantastic. I mean, when we reflect back at what happened, our phone's still ringing today. But we actually were the finalists for CES Showstoppers, where new product launches for the year. So Kevin Harrington, who's from the TV show Shark Tank, was actually one of the judges. You know, highly recommended our product for the market and, you know, reached out to us personally a few times now.
You can't buy that kind of marketing, can you?
Yeah, that was a good one. And then we also got the, we were the finalists for the Mark of Excellence Award, which, you know, our name is actually listed right below GE's. And so when you think about creating something from nothing, and here we are, we're sitting next to a giant conglomerate like GE. Here we are. You know, we're ecstatic.
From St. Clair County, Michigan.
Exactly.
How about that? So take us back to nothing. How did this all start?
Yeah. You know, it was a few years ago. I filed my 2015. I filed my first provisional patent. But anyways, I'm a single dad raising two kids, and so one night, you know, I went to check on my kids in their room. So my youngest at that time was 12 years old. And I noticed he had an extension cord running across his bed. And then he also had his phone plugged into that, and then the cord was wrapped on his neck. So it's about 2 in the morning. I said, oh, this is not good. I unplugged it and said, there's got to be a better way, you know. And come to find out, we've learned that 53% of children and teens charge electronic devices in beds. But it gets worse. Us adults, there's 71% of us that actually charge in bed or have devices right next to us. And so we knew there was a better way, and that's how the IntelliShelf was actually born.
The IntelliShelf, which is so amazing. Tell us about the product.
Yeah, the IntelliShelf actually has 33 watts of power. It's got, it has Bluetooth speakers to listen to music. It's got 15 watts of power on the surface that you can set your electronic devices on to charge. And then we also have two USB ports out front to plug in additional electronics like wearables, like my iWatch, for example. But it's a great place to store a drink and you never spill again. So I drink water in the middle of the night, especially in the winter when it's really dry.
Right.
So, and I was always spilling my drink. I never have that problem no more. And so it works really good. It also has an optional video projector. So if you want to watch a movie up on the ceiling in your room, you can have 200 inches of screen on the ceiling.
This is the kind of thing that when you hear about it, you say, well, of course. Why didn't somebody come up with this idea sooner? Did you ask yourself when you started designing this, did somebody else already do this? Are we the first to do this?
No, we are the first. You know, like I say, we filed our first provisional patent in 2015, and we've now been awarded 3 patents. We have 2 more still in the hopper, and we're writing our 6th continuous right now.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. How does a company like yours grow? It doesn't happen overnight. I mean, it does and it doesn't. I mean, you're a 5-year overnight success, but I mean, how do you manage that growth?
It's a challenge as an entrepreneur. And one thing that I would recommend anybody, you got to ask yourself, you have to have the drive to drive, you know, business, and you have to have the personal drive to accept no for an answer and keep going. That's probably the biggest challenge that I face. And then moving the product forward with development and aligning many team members along the way from, you know, product conception to engineering, CAD, development, tooling. It's quite a process. And where we're at today, we're actually at the funding stage. You know, we need additional capital. So our phone's ringing off the hook. Like last night, I was on the phone with Japan. They actually Skyped me. So we've been contacted by the largest furniture company in Japan that has 400 stores that want our product. So we're going through the details. And, you know, the only way we can launch over there is additional capital. And that's kind of where we're at.
It's that good news, bad news thing. Good news is there's demand for your product. Bad news is it's hard to keep up with that demand.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you look at it from a domestic level in the U.S., and then you look at it from a global platform. And I've always been involved on global product development. But, you know, our phone's ringing from South Korea, Japan, you know, Europe. So it's exciting. How do we address it? It's so far across the world. So yeah, we have to start developing, you know, partnerships and collaborations. So that's where we are today.
What kind of support have you gotten locally in terms of local partnerships or even at the state level?
Yeah, yeah. Locally, it actually started right here in the underground in Port Huron. So we were one of the very first companies to pitch to the underground. It launched with the Community Foundation and the Economic Development Alliance. And we worked with those guys. And that's what actually kickstarted us. And then, you know, that helped start the funding process of the design. And I funded it myself the first 2 years. And then we came in 2017. We actually came here to Port Huron, got picked up by the underground when it first opened. Mm-hmm. And then we actually won the catapult competition with the MEDC. So we were the regional first place winners there. And that's what kicked us off. And, you know, we developed relationship with Disney and other big players that are well known out there.
That's huge. That's fantastic. So what's next? What's on the horizon?
What's next? Well, now that you got the product launched, it's time to actually get it to the market. So right now we're in the final stages of just tweaking some cosmetics on the product. And it's just a tooling facial thing. But once we complete that, you know, the product will be in the market. We're doing our first production run actually here right after the Chinese New Year.
That's fantastic. And you're still doing this here. I mean, obviously you've probably had to farm some of the work out, but I mean you're still headquartered here in St. Clair, is it?
St. Clair. Yeah, we're in St. Clair. And yeah, I mean, this is just too big for us. So we farmed it out. We have some engineering, you know, obviously my background engineering. So I do a lot of it right here in our backyard. And then, you know, we also outsource, you know, across seas for some tooling and stuff. So that's where we're working. I think that's a good strategic alliance. I'm looking to put more right here locally, you know, because the domestic market, I mean, we feel there's an advantage here. But, you know, again, we need the capital to do it. And so when we talk capital like this, we're looking at millions of dollars.
Yeah, you're not looking for you know, the average investor that can write a 3 or 4 or even 5 figure check. You're looking for a lot more than that.
Yeah,
at this point.
Yeah, and it gets exciting. Not only are we a consumer product where we're at, but we also have in our patents we actually filed for some of the B2B OEM work, which is in my patent I filed in 2015, where our platform can actually be used in an airplane tray, so we can be molded to an airplane tray and used. And what's unique is how we actually capture wireless charging embedded into that airplane tray. We can be attached to a hospital bed. So there's different markets. We can be integrated into furniture. So
right,
currently today, our product's perfect for the market, you know, as a consumer product. But we have an engineering side of the business that we're looking to grow. And that's where the capital's going to go.
Yeah. Just to be clear, you're the first to do this. Were you, as you were working on this and developing it before you filed your patent, did you think, I wonder if somebody else out there has come up with this idea? Because it seems like such a no-brainer, and yet you're the first.
I am the first. I think there's people following me. You know, I think you can see it online. People are trying to clone what I got. We've already sent some cease and desist to people, you know, and the patent attorneys, you know, yeah, they're being shut down at the patent office.
Sure.
Because it is a great idea.
It's a wonderful idea.
So, I mean, everybody wants something within reach. And if we can help safety, keep yeah, electronics out of your bed, you
right,
know. I mean, I sit there and watch the game on TV, you know, and, you know, I like having my drink right there. And I'm always having to charge my phone.
Yeah.
So during the commercials, what are we doing? We're on our phone checking our emails.
Right,
so,
of course.
And when I put it down, I want it to charge.
Yep.
And so some of the things that we're working on for the near future is how we actually harvest energy out of the air also. So this is where our product starts as a consumer, basic plug model that goes into the wall outlet. And then we actually shift gears. And as we change over time, because the patent covers us for 20 years, mm-hmm, so we actually learn how to harvest energy, for example, the lights in this room. We can actually harvest that light right there, convert it to DC technology, and trickle charge our battery storage that's inside our platform.
Wow.
So it actually, think of it like a solar panel. But not only do we do light. Mm-hmm. We actually do infrared. And then we can also do radio frequency like we're talking on today.
Amazing. That's fantastic stuff. The future certainly looks bright for your company, Dan, D3 Products. If somebody wants to buy an IntelliShelf, where do they go to do that now?
Yeah, it's going to be posted online really soon.
Okay.
But you can go to IntelliShelf.com. Just go to Google, plug in the IntelliShelf or D3Products.com. We're readily available right online.
Are these going to be available in stores sometime in the near future? Am I going to be able to go to my local big box retailer and pick one of these up?
Yeah, we are actually in some discussions with them right now. You know, we met some pretty good sized retailers out there at the Consumer Electronics Show. And we're actually up for an award right now for the International Home Show, which starts in Chicago, March I think 14th.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's an exciting time for our company.
We'll say we remember them when. Congratulations, Dan, on all the success. And keep us posted on how your company grows. It's really fun to watch.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in, Dan Cass from D3 Products on WPHL, our Made in Michigan Monday.